The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:06 in the morning here on the 4th of August. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're one of our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world, maybe even to the universe. Just think, out there someplace in galaxies far, far away, they could be listening to this show 4 or 5 years from now, trying to figure out what's going on Earth. Bad Bob, I'll settle for what's going on with the weather.
Well, Carl, good morning. And areas of smoke today, so you'll see a little bit of a red sunrise. And then mostly sunny this afternoon. Definitely a little bit easier than we had it last week. 94 for a high today. Calm winds this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight and a low around 66. And then smoke will be continuing through tomorrow. A little bit of a haze in the sky. 96 for a high. And then it'll start warming up as we head into the weekend with a high of 99 on Thursday. Right now in Reading, it is 66 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it is cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. The things going on. There's a lot of stuff going on today. We're going to have Eric Wittstrom will be on to talk about business here in our town, which I think is really something that I'm really looking forward to talking about, because many of the problems that we have in our county, in our area up here, in the North State, are caused by no economy or a stagnant economy, that the jobs coming in, there's new jobs being made, all of these. And we can say, okay, yeah, it's moving forward, and it is. A lot of entrepreneurs out there, but a lot of these jobs are, one or two people. What do we do to bring in, lots of jobs? Is it bringing in, a retirement community of, 400, 500 houses out there that we build, and then we have, yes, it's a service community, but then it's so many other things that go along with that. What are we doing with that? In Stillwater, we're still waiting for that one place. So I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about Trump and Hillary and all these things. But first of all, I want to talk about fires. 13,000 people have been urged to evacuate in Hayfork. Many of the people there are wearing masks because of the smoke. And in the middle of this, even though it really doesn't have a lot to do with fires, After a failing air quality report, we need to improve that. So regulators and environmentalists are saying, as smoke from multiple wildfires choked the air across California this summer, air quality is a hot issue. But the biggest source of smog is the state's 33.5 million vehicles. So here we go. We're going to have all this fire, all this. And in reality, it's not these fires. It's not all the carbon that's being put into the air because of the fires, because of the, in many cases, the wrong-headed way we have of clearing our forest or taking care of our forest. No, it can't be that. It's got to be because we have too many cars. All right. So what do you do? Well, last year, Governor Brown set a goal of putting 1 million zero-emission cars on the road by 2023. He signed a bill to make electric cars more affordable, and 3 years ago, the state mandated that 15% of cars sold in California be all electric, hybrid, or hydrogen vehicles starting in 2018. Now, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
We need to get a car guy on here.
Indeed.
And what is this? What's this going to do? It says that 15% of cars sold, not offered, but sold in California, be all electric, hybrid, or hydrogen vehicles. What if people don't want to buy an electric, hybrid, or hydrogen vehicle?
Then
what do you do then?
then more increasing fees will be imposed on people who want to buy fuel, and either on the fuel or on the vehicles themselves, to force us into the desired result. And my question, of course, is always, where does that money go?
Well, you know where it goes. It goes back in that general fund, and those legislators need raises. But this says here that 15% of cars sold, I wonder how many are being sold right now. 10%? If 10% of all cars being sold right now are electric, hybrid, or hydrogen, I could say, okay, you could probably do that by 2018, you know, another 5%. But if it's like 5% now, and you're telling me that that 3 million cars, or let me see, you know, it'd be 4.5 million cars have to be sold on the streets of California, looking at those numbers, have got to be all electric, hybrid, or hydrogen. What do you do with that F-150 that you take out hunting and fishing and back up into the woods and all that? You can't do that. Well, no, I mean, you can't do that because there's no ways of plugging it in. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
And, I mean, are they building something that says,
can't
hey,
have
we're
you going out and molesting the wildlife, Carl? That's evil.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too, about Cecil.
Well, here's
his
the
brother.
Thing.
I guess he had a brother named Philip or something. He was also killed.
Can I rant for Mike a second? Sure. The stupidity of saying these are zero emission vehicles. Baloney! Where's the electricity coming from?
Where are the batteries coming from?
Yeah, and these batteries that have some pretty severe problems, lead acid or lithium ion. We need to make improvements in battery technology, and I know that Elon Musk and, of course, the Tesla people are working on battery technology. But the fact remains, these things are packed with rare earth elements that come from China, thank you very much.
Or other places, like in Afghanistan, they're very
volatile.
They're volatile, but they're also they're running out there. So China's got their arms around all these things. But it goes back again to is 15% of all cars sold by 2018 have got to be non-emission. But then what is it going to take? And this goes into the next part of this, of our clean air people. The clean air's regional haze rules needs to be tightened up to force additional action on this issue around the country. That the rule has some loopholes and weaknesses that are allowing states and polluters to eventually game the system and avoid cleaning up. So this haze rule is this haze law is one of the reasons we've had to sell off our coal mining plant or our percentage of it in New Mexico.
Yeah.
The haze requirement. Meanwhile, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has criticized the regional haze rule as too stringent, complaining it stood in the way of construction of hundreds of new power plants. Well, last night I heard what President Obama said back when he was running. If you want to have a coal-fired plant, it's going to cost you a lot of money. I will, in fact, to the point where I will run it into bankruptcy. This is the word he used was bankruptcy for coal and coal-fired plants. Now, what he's trying to do is he's completely negating a whole industry here. And, of course, a lot of the coal that we're going to start, that we're going to be mining is going to be heading over to China and India and Russia. Why? Because they're not cutting back. They're opening up a coal-fired plant every week in China to build their industry. Meanwhile, we're cutting back. What kind of idea is this? Where does this come from?
And we're not just penalizing huge, faceless corporations. Let's face it. We're putting thousands of families on the dole, the government support, because there's no job for them.
Well, this takes it a little bit a step further, is then after you put them on the dole, we raise the cost of their electricity, of their power. I have to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Shasta Regional. The only bright spot of what we've been talking about for the last 8 minutes is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for over 70 years and is ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation and a top 50 cardiological hospital. If you have a problem in that cardiac area, in that chest area, you might want to be looking at Shasta Regional. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to finish talking on what happens when you keep adding all these onerous regulations onto power and energy and non-reliable power. And that's a big thing, reliable. Wind, solar are not reliable because Wind can't, wind may not blow, sun may not shine. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're gonna be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber.
Welcome back. All the smoke.
Yeah. Last night it was red. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Lindebach. Linda's on her way back from the mountains. Hopefully it's not well. She's gone from the opposite direction of where the fires are.
Oh, we came through Trinity yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I flew over Trinity last Friday. And
you weren't in it.
Oh, man. I tell you what. It was like, there's a lot of smoke out here, guys. And we were watching fires start out there from lightning strikes. You see this little plume of smoke go out? Oh, yeah. That was something. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team. Professional NRA instructors provide some of the most complete CCW training you're ever going to find. That, hunter safety, all of the types of training you can imagine. And for Shasta County residents, if you don't have a pistol for the class or it doesn't fit the class or it's not, you know, if you're having a problem with that pistol, a lot of times it'll be not fitted to you correctly. Ted will provide a pistol for the class and ammo for you to get through the CCW class. And then members of the team will help you pick out that right pistol for you after that. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 1822, or check them out at readingccw.com. Okay, you know, let's go on back to, well, good news for one thing. We're talking fires and how bad these fires are. I mean these, and this is, we're what, the largest fire area in the nation is up here now?
We are the number one show right now.
You know, and they're flying in. I know they're flying in tankers from New Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're flying in everything. Trying to come in and start fighting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming in. They arrested a woman by the name of Tracy Webb of Redding, was arrested Monday on suspicion of starting 14 fires in the Highway 299 and Old Oregon Trail area. Webb is taken to Shasta County Jail, is still being processed. She is being held on $101,000 bail and may face charges relating to arson on forest land and petty theft. Well,
why?
14 fires.
Why?
14 fires. Okay, just to make you feel better. Okay, you want to talk about wildlife? A new wolf thought to be in the Siskiyou. They strongly suspect a new wild wolf is roaming Siskiyou County more than a year after OR7 has been roaming in there and is now raising its little family, which is now getting probably to be a pack size. So all you farmers up there and ranchers up there in Northern California, just kind of, you know, get a good count on your livestock, because it may start changing here soon. Oh, well, did I say something? Hey, here's an article in here, in the an editorial kind of article, and I'm going to I'm not going to comment on it right now, but it's something written by a guy out of Corpus Christi, Texas, about Cecil the Lion, unfair contest between man and beast. I'm not going to talk about it right now because I need to read it again before I come in, but I will talk about it while we're here. Oh, so let's talk about something. As long as we're talking about wild animals, let's talk about the upcoming Republican debate on Thursday. What?
The
what?
Trump Fest.
The Trump Fest. Can you believe this? Donald, the Donald, is kicking everybody's butt out there. Okay, everybody that's listening, all 1 million of you out there, or five, why do you think, and hop on here, chat room, why do you think Trump is leading in the polls by so much? Is he truly leading in the polls? Are these Democrats that are crossing over? What is it that Trump has said that has garnered him over 10% of all news stories are about Trump? And he's gaining, and other front runners are losing points to him. And, you know, you've got people out there, got 3%, you got 5%. The one closest to him, I think, is Jeb Bush at 15%, and Trump's right up there at like 24, 25%. Why? Why is he doing this? How is he getting this lead like this?
Because he's stepping outside the bland box that the Republican Party seems to have painted itself into. Let's not offend anybody. Let's try to appease everybody. Trump probably doesn't actually have a chance and knows it, and so he gets away with saying whatever comes to mind, and what he says resonates with a lot of people. He doesn't have his face buried in a teleprompter. He speaks off the cuff, which, of course, drives the media bonkers. He's a little bit... Of course, people were scared of Ronald Reagan. Remember, people were just frightened to death of Ronald Reagan because he spoke off the cuff and appealed to the common man, well, even though he was a wealthy individual.
Well, I tell you. Well, he did. He did appeal to the common man. And the thing about Obama, when Obama speaks off the cuff, it gets scary. I mean, it does. He says things that his handlers are just going there like crazy. I mean, but when Donald speaks off the cuff, I can't tell I don't think there's a difference, but if you speak it off the cuff or off a prompter, really, frankly. But okay, somebody says that if you listen to him, he's saying things that other people maybe want to hear. The problem we've got with illegals coming across the border. And if you just heard on the news, and I was going to talk about it, down in one of our little California cities, they want to appoint 2 illegals to like the planning commission. Illegals. They can't even vote. And they're going to appoint them to the planning commission. Oh, and not only – wait, there's another part here. Here's another point here is that 700 – the people on the planning commission get like $700 a year. The illegals can't get that. Because they're not. They're not citizens.
They have Social Security.
They don't have, I guess, whatever it is. So then you have, you know, so you've got, you've got Trump just hammering things, talking about, you know, I mean, talking about the economy. He's talking about the, you know, illegal problems we have here in crime and political correctness. Now, the other thing he said was, when they said, would you run as a third party? He said, if the Republican Party treats me fairly, there would be no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say he wouldn't, but he did say, and he threw a gauntlet out there. He says, if you don't treat me fairly, I can do that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people said they would follow him.
The media is just doing their best to blow him out of the water and make room for Jeb, you know, because they know that Hillary can probably beat Jeb. They're not so sure about Hillary beating Trump, is my gather on the thing. But I do recall that early on, people were just, my mom, who was about as Republican as you can get, was terrified of Ronald Reagan when he was running up.
Well, I'm getting comments in here from he knows how to run a business, and he knows how to make money and pay off debts. You know, that might help. you have illegals for Reading City Council. I think that's interesting. And they're saying, and the other one is, Trump is a decoy to keep the media busy. And then it goes in about pedophilia in the illegal alien community. Something else that I had not seen before.
No, lively debate in the chat room.
Lively debate in the chat room is getting started here. And when it comes in yellow, Rand Paul speaks off the cuff. Okay, we have some Rand Paul lovers, as does his father's, but they aren't as colorful and rich as famous as Trump. The Donald is not afraid to speak up, and I like that, what he's saying. Of course, that does not qualify him for it being a good president, waiting and watching. Somebody else said he speaks the truth. Because we idolize him for obtaining what we all, most anyone, aspire to be, rich, famous, and privileged. Okay. All right. You know, do you want to be rich, famous, and privileged?
Well, of course,
I don't
want
you
to have
do.
To worry
of
about
course
where
you
the,
do.
I don't. I'm not. The majority of really, I know some really rich people who are okay, and then I know some fairly rich people who are absolutely nuts.
Oh.
And unfortunately,
yeah.
Money makes some people just nuts.
It has not touched me yet, as you've noticed. I'm talking about money, of course. Okay, what else do we have here then? Okay, the Trump is speaking the truth. He's saying things that other people want to say. He's not afraid to say these things. He's not afraid of being politically correct. He doesn't need it. You know, he's worth, you know, billions. Now, he said $10 billion. Other people are saying, no, he's not. He doesn't, you know, it's not. No, he's not worth.
He's not worried about where the next meal's
coming. So Donald Trump is calling us right now?
No.
This is
Henry.
Oh, but you have Trump. You wrote Trump down there. All right, let's go to the phones. He wrote Trump, and I got a little excited there. You know, I thought he was going to – either that or he's going to fire me. Henry, good morning.
Yep. No, this isn't Trump, but I wished it was.
Yeah. I'm starting a new company here, Mr. Trump.
Anyway, about the Trump deal, you know, I've maintained for years that this country should have a businessman as president. Trump is a businessman. There isn't anybody running up there on the Republican or the Democratic Party that have ever run a business successfully.
Successfully,
and it seems
okay.
To me like a guy like that would probably get in there in a couple of years and he'd have this country showing a profit for a change.
Well, I would just like him just to stop the hemorrhaging. If he could just make it, if he could just bring it so that we had a truly balanced budget, he doesn't have to make money. He just has to stop the hemorrhaging, these trillions of dollars that we owe, and start paying this off. This is ridiculous, Henry. We can't.
The feeling to people, yeah, and it does to me, is the fact that the guy says what he thinks. He's a good businessman. He's shown that he's been successful in business. And, frankly, he's not a run-of-the-mill politician.
No.
And I think people are just fed up clear to their ears with politicians.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think they're looking for somebody that's going to speak the truth. However, there's also polls that show that 15% or a third of Republicans would not follow him, would not vote for him, which I find a little scary, because does that mean they just, one, wouldn't vote, or they would vote for? the Hillary.
Well, my feeling about that is that 15% they lose on the Republican side, they'll probably pick up on the Democrat side.
Well, that could do that, and the independents, pick up a lot of the independents, because there's a lot of people out there agreeing with what he says. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot. We've got to take a quick break here. All right, hey, this portion of our show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are the experts in town on any type of jewelry. However, they have a great estate jewelry section over there that Linda just loves. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. There's always something going on. There's always a good sale going on. If you don't see what you want, talk to Leonard. He has it. Trust me, he has it someplace. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Roberta, hang on till we get back from these messages. The time's 7:31, 66 degrees, 605-4567. What do you think? What makes the Trump so strong in the public polling?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand at $250 and a high hand at $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
The New York Times called it a thoroughly entertaining lesson in the fine art of theatrical finesse, the closest thing the theater offers to a duel at 10 paces. The Riverfront Playhouse presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Gin Game, by D.L. Coburn, directed by Elsie Ritchie, opening July 11th and continuing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through August 8th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877. The Gin Game, rated mature for language.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is coming back from the mountains today. No, she's not out fighting fires. She's up in the opposite direction with some girlfriends. The time is 26 minutes until 8 o'clock, 66 degrees, 605-4567 is our phone number. And today is the 4th of August, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Jeff Wurst, veteran, and who's had this business a long time, offers full guarantees if he can't fix it or if it doesn't work. He's not going to waste your time by telling you, oh, let me work on it for 3 days. No. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, that's right, over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix these. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And can you say integrity? That is the watchword of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My only question would be, and I was wondering if it said it in the polls, who are they polling? Are you polling at a university? Are you polling registered voters? Are you polling likely voters? There's a lot of difference. A lot of people say anything, but who shows up at the polls is what counts.
Well, that's a good point there, isn't it? It's you can say anything you want, and you can go to what kind of polls are they? Are they people that are going to vote? Are the people that aren't going to vote? Are they people that are the we're going to register Democrats to see who likes the Donald? Yeah, and it's interesting to see which groups are doing it too.
Yeah, who's polling? Yeah, and they do a lot of times. To me, things are manipulated, and contrived. And I just think I don't trust the polls. Is I guess what I'm saying, but to put a lot of meaning into the poll, I'd like to know if they're registered voters.
Do you think being rich makes any difference? You think that'll work against him? You think that works against him?
No, I think a lot of people would like to be rich. But just like people that gamble, they'd like to be rich. I don't think there makes any difference.
Okay.
Just wondering.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roberta.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hey, so the Donald is, okay, it's going to be Thursday night. They've got two debates going now. They've got the debate with the top 10, and then they have the debate with everybody else. So they're going to have two debates on Fox. So that ought to be interesting. We're going to be at Wind River. Linda's going to be singing there, and you all can join us at Wind River this Thursday night at Elements Lounge for Romance on the River. Linda's going to be there with her Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and a guest trumpeter that will be there. But we're going to DVR the debates, not because I expect to see anything spectacular, because you never usually do, but just to kind of get an idea who these people are. I don't even know who some of them are. I mean, I know who they are by their names, and I've looked it up, but just to see who they are. I mean, and tell me that you don't have them confused. Who is Pataki, and then who is the governor from Iowa? What's his name? Kasich or something like that. Anyway, all
I've
those.
Lost track of these.
Okay, here's something that's interesting. That the amount of coverage for Cecil the Lion was 90% more than for the Planned Parenthood videos of the baby parts being sold. How about that? More on Cecil the Lion than baby parts being sold by Planned Parenthood. And by the way, great job, Senate. You couldn't even defund them. You couldn't do anything. Mitch McConnell is a man of infinite cowardice. Harry Reid. I didn't agree with anything Harry Reid did, except, man, did that guy have the guts. You know what he did? He says, we can't get closure on this. Well, we're going to make this one thing. We're going to make a rule that on this one thing, it's going to be an up or down vote. And he did that. Have we done that? Has Mitch McConnell done that? Oh, no, we don't have enough for closure. We don't have enough for closure. Why don't you just make it an up or down vote? Why don't you make every one of them an up or down vote? We're going to vote to make this an up or down vote. Oh, it's the nuclear option. It's the nuclear option. Well, you guys started it. You started it last time. So let's just kind of carry on here. Let's just get an up and down vote and send them, keep sending them to the president. Make him veto everything. The Democratic Party stands for selling baby parts. The Democratic Party believes in third trimester abortions of babies that could live if they were born right then. The Democratic Party does this. The Democratic Party does. I mean, they beat up the Republicans like that for 6 years. And yet, do you see any intestinal fortitude to do that? Whether you like Harry Reid or not, and I frankly don't, I think that he is a man of less than honorable character and integrity. But McConnell's shown me nothing else except a weakness. The people who are voted in McConnell was reelected. The House of Representatives swept in. The Senate swept in the biggest change in decades. And what have they done? What exactly have they done since that election in 2014? Huh? What? What have they done? Nothing.
Listen to the crickets.
Well, I mean, and Doug LaMalfa is going to be on Friday. And frankly, Doug, hey, it's time for you to tell us just what exactly have you guys, you know, what exactly have you guys done? Have you gotten the economy under control? Have you gotten the Keystone Pipeline in? What are we doing on actually getting the EPA and all these other places under control that are destroying the economy? What exactly have we done? What have we done to change the VA? There's still the same amount of people. There's still people dying every day. There's still 22 veterans committing suicide every day. What have we done about that? What exactly, my friends, have they done? I know it's a huge bureaucracy, a monolith that you might see in an old science fiction movie, you know. But something needs to be done. Something needs to move forward. And in the middle of this, Cecil the lion gets his attention. By the way, Cecil's brother was also killed. I didn't hear that. The Zimbabwe people are not, I mean, they didn't even know about Cecil the lion. Who? You Americans are naming the lions?
I don't know. Every time I see how they give Clarence the cross-eyed lion.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that was it. Okay, and then this guy in the paper today, John Crisp, an op-ed columnist from Del Mar College in Corpus Christi. He talks about the most pathetic part of the sorry tale of Cecil and Walter Palmer. Isn't that a prime member of a dwindling tribe was killed to support someone's ego, nor is it without him around to protect them. Cecil's cubs may be killed by a rival line. No, the worst part is Palmer didn't use a rifle as all, but a crossbow, a weapon that requires a precise and very unlikely shot to cleanly kill an animal the size of a lion. Wounding was almost inevitable, and in fact, Cecil suffered for 40 hours in a bush before he was finally killed with a rifle. Now, he had just talked about, in here, these days are dangerous. These days, dangerous prey are hopelessly outgunned since the proliferation of high-powered assault rifles such as the AK-47. You know what? I've seen a lot of the hunting shows. I've gone to the. I belong to Safari Club International. I see these. I never once have I seen anybody walking out to shoot a Cape Buffalo or anything else with an AK-47. Poachers do that. But for him to say that, and using that as an example, oh, it's the AR, it's the AK-47, which can be fired in semi-automatic or automatic mode. What? What? This guy, John, you're getting carried away. Wait, quick, pull your head out of there. I suspect no one guides hunters into the African bush without a powerful backup arsenal of high-impact armaments. One of the most vivid images from the short, happy life of Francis McCumber, he goes back to Ernest Hemingway, and it's a short story, and it's a wonderful short story. He says, is that Wilson furiously worked the bolt on his rifle between each shot as an enraged, wounded lion crawls toward him. Those days are over. Crap. They're not over. That's the way they hunt. If you would take the time to research something besides having your emotions run all over your body to make you feel good and bring little tears all over yourself, John, you would have seen that what you wrote was just hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And that's the nicest thing I can say about it, because it's not true. You go out, just, you know what, look at photos. Look at some of the documentaries. Look at just a hunting show when they're out hunting in Africa, whether they're shooting elan or antelope or Cape Buffalo or anything they're shooting. They're using bolt-action rifles. There's no semi-automatic rifles. And then to go, oh, they're just hopelessly out-armed, and then blame a guy for using a bow and arrow to hunt a dangerous game. Okay. His shot, unfortunately, did not kill it right away. Crossbows can. This guy has used a crossbow to kill other large animals, larger than a lion. Whatever happened, yes, the lion got away and was hunted down. But it was hunted down. It was not left to go out there and die a lingering death. But it was killed. And believe it or not, it's not illegal. It is not illegal to kill a lion in certain areas in Africa. Oh, he was lured off a game range. Well, is it the hunter's fault? And when you say lured off, what's that mean? Does that mean is that they put out bait? The lion comes out, the lion shot. And it goes back. You know, we're trying to arrest Palmer. We're trying to send him back to Zimbabwe for some reason because he was on a hunt with professional hunters who have licenses to hunt. They took him to the spot. He kills the lion, or he shoots the lion. They kill the lion. Then they find out there's a collar on him. And now that's Walter Palmer or whatever his name is. It's his fault. Why is it his fault? I'm not sure. It would be like a guide taking you out on an elk hunt in Colorado, and the guide's taking you to a location, and you shooting, and find out you're on national forest land here. Or you're on somebody's private property. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
That wasn't your... I mean, you're there paying these people that have been licensed, duly licensed by the country, to do this job. All right. I'm going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business that serves great coffee with Espresso Joe's, but all other types of drinks, cold drinks and brews and wines, everything at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of that right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. 2143 Hilltop Drive, great place. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Great Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's on the fire lines up in the... Okay, she's not on the fire lines. She's up in the opposite direction up in the mountains on her way back probably at some point today. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock, 66 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Better known business. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Started his business 6 years ago in the middle of this huge recession that we're in and has made a huge success out of it. Why? Customer service, having everything the customer wants, good gunsmithing, good common sense, good people working for him. John Bastiani's done a great job down there. Give him a call, 222-8222, or just stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading.
Can I toss out something real quick?
Absolutely.
People have been asking me, because of Boomer Tech, you know, should I go with Windows 10 or should I wait? I'm saying go for it. Especially if you have a computer that's running Windows 8 and you're just ready to throw the thing out the window because Windows 8 is so abysmal, Windows 10 is a breath of fresh air, so go ahead and do the install. No problems noted so far, and I've been watching the news pretty close. A couple of minor quibbles, but, I mean, it's a whole new operating system, and it will, your computer will love you for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have to start downloading the 10. Is it like the Donald? We'll start downloading the Donald. No, it's the 10. Hey, what a surprise this is. Are you ready for this? I knew you didn't see it coming, Bob. I knew I'm going to catch you by surprise. U.S. stocks drop led by fall in energy sector. Wait a minute. Let me chortle here.
Say it isn't
so. Another bad day for the energy sector pulled down stocks on Monday. Every stock, energy stock slumped as the price of oil dropped in its lowest in more than 4 months. Oil has fallen sharply since the end of June on evidence that a global supply glut is building. As the energy sector is down 15% this year. Earnings at energy companies have dropped almost 60% in the second quarter. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It's, you know what? In fact, if oil prices and there's a glut has dropped so much, why are we paying so much for gas here in California?
Because it's California.
It's because emissions. It's because, oh, we want to cut back on the emissions. They're going to keep doing this to you, my friends, until they force you into public transit. Buying the electric cars, which, by the way, where's that electricity come from? The Tesla lady that came up here, really nice lady, really, I mean, loved her car, nice car, Tesla. I mean, the thing's fast, too. I mean, it's not like it's like it takes you like 5 minutes to get up to 60. I mean, no, this thing is like racetrack fast.
It'll start your head in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. But she said, oh, no, I just stopped at these free electric plug-ins. 15 minutes, I'm ready to go. They're not free.
Yeah.
Transmission lines. Electricity has to come from someplace. So you're looking at that. So what they're doing is they're transferring one kind of emissions to another kind of emissions. Okay, we've taken 15% of the gas-guzzling, carbon-producing cars off the road, yet we've got to get that electricity from someplace. Well, you know where that electricity is coming from? Going to be? Obama has said it. Ready? Nukes.
Uh-huh.
He's for nuclear power.
He has. Okay.
Well, no, I don't know if he has or not, but I think he should be.
Yeah.
He, you know, you want to take all these coal-fired plants offline. You want to give us energy for a century. Let's go to start building nukes again. Find them where there are no fault lines, and start putting them in there. Put them at Stillwater. Put a large nuclear plant right at Stillwater. We need to talk about this, my friends, seriously, because we put a nuke plant there. First of all the thousands of jobs it would bring to build this plant, then the hundreds of jobs it would take to run this plant, and then everything that goes along with that. Think about, you know, everything that goes with this. And everybody, oh, we'll all be glowing. No. Look at reality. Look at reality. There is no such thing as people glowing around these plants. Oh, what are we going to do with the rods? Well, 94% of them, 92% of those rods are recyclable. What do you do with the rest of it? Send it to Iran. It's just send them over to Ron and give them to him.
Yeah.
There we go. Because we're giving them to him anyway. We're letting them do it. Let's just give it to him. That's it. I tell you what, how we could deliver it, though, in the... Okay, that doesn't sound good. We could deliver it in the shape of bombs or something. No. So we can take this, but we can figure this one out. I mean, we are the people that put people on the moon. Why not send it to the moon? How many rockets would we have to send to the moon filled with uranium? I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody of those rods. Is it going to hurt anybody? No. You just send them up
just
there.
Just don't hire SpaceX to launch the rocket.
No, no. You got to have a pretty good – I see, but right there, that industry right there. We're launching uranium, depleted uranium rods to the moon. Or they don't even have to go to the moon. Shoot them toward Pluto.
Shoot them into the sun.
Shoot them toward the sun.
Now,
I mean, come on, let's just think about that. I mean, so you have a launch of once every 2 weeks. Look at thousands of jobs for that. Bring NASA back. Hey, we're shooting them toward the sun. The sun doesn't care. Sun likes it. Makes the sun stronger.
Yeah.
We're missing the whole thing on this. Thousands of jobs. Why, you know, but yet, did you know that Redding voted back in the 80s not to have
any involvement in nuclear power?
I think maybe we ought to rethink that. If we had really experts in... You know, we've had a couple guys that worked in the new plants. Unbelievable how many safeguards there are in these. And you know what? They laugh when they hear, you know, when they see these things. They go, you know, it just isn't like, it's not like in movies. It's not like in TV shows. It's like this. I work there.
Yeah, people are thinking Three Mile Island, but
a
plant the size of one that runs your modern aircraft carrier could supply Redding for decades
to
come.
Forever. Yeah. And you know how big's that? About the size of these offices in here?
Yeah.
But
I mean, you're talking about
this.
A small part of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, yeah, an aircraft carrier. And we've talked about that. But why not put one in like four times that size? You put it into a containment area. Because let's talk about Three Mile Island. What do we have to do to to convince people? Three Mile Island was a terrible disaster except for one thing. It melted down, and the system worked. It contained everything. No one was killed. You go to Chernobyl, where they didn't have the containment system, thousands of people killed. You'll never know how many people were killed on that. They were taking farmers and having them come in there to start driving bulldozers, and they were paying their families as they were doing it because they were dying on the spot, practically. Helicopter pilots dumping things there. They were dying as they were doing it, and they knew it. So... But Three Mile Island was the same as Chernobyl, but we've had nobody killed in a nuclear accident in the United States. And that technology is, what, 30, 40 years old?
Yeah.
Should I just even stop talking about this? Because it makes no – because California will never bring in to the nukes. Building them along the fault line and on the coast, not a good idea. Let's bring them in as far inland as we can, and we're a good spot. We don't have earthquakes up here, do we? Yeah.
Trying to remember the last one that I know.
Yeah,
the thump
but you
on
could
the building,
find it,
what
and,
was
and
that?
Just think of this. Find something that could do all the power for all of Shasta County down into, Tama County, up into a Trinity. I mean, let's think about it. You know, how big a plant would that take?
Jefferson needs to be a nuclear-friendly state.
Why not? Why doesn't somebody actually come up and say, we need to think about this. Why can't we bring nukes up here to Northern California? A nuke plant that would provide energy at low cost and we could sell it.
You know, you may be onto something because they talk about, well, what would our economy be based on? Okay, we don't have major we got a couple of volcanoes. Ignore that. We could sell power regionally and make money hand over fist.
We could. And you're going, okay, well, how much power can we sell? Excuse me. Everybody's going to renewable assets, right? Guess what? Nuke is a renewable asset. All right. Hey, we got to take a run here. We're going to have Eric Whitstrom with us here after the break. We're going to talk business. I'm going to talk to him about nukes. I want him to tell me why we can't, besides the fact of all these little silly ideas that environmentalists don't like. You know, how we can't have nukes on that.
Well, the windmills are swatting birds, you know.
That's right. We're killing it off. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Head on down there. Have a staycation at Holiday Harbor. They've got it all, and you can have a great time right out there. On the lake. Give them a call, 238-2383, Holiday Harbor. We'll be right back. 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Handicapping the Republican field has become a full-time sport here in Washington just days before the first GOP debate. That includes the Weekly Standard senior writer Stephen Hayes, who tells the Salem Radio Network he still thinks the current frontrunner will eventually wash out.
If you look at Donald Trump's numbers overall, he still has 61% of people who say that they will never vote for him. So that's not a winning formula. But
Hayes believes that Texas Senator Ted Cruz may be in the best position to gain if Trump does falter in his campaign. New Hampshire Fire Marshal William Degnan says about 32 people were sent to hospitals following a circus tent collapse in a storm that killed a father and daughter last night, and he says investigators want to know more about why that tent collapsed.
The investigation will involve the documentation of the scene, which includes mapping out the scene as to exactly where things are located after the collapse, and examining the actual setup of the tent.
Degnan said the storm with 60-mile-an-hour winds hit late yesterday afternoon during the show by the Walker Brothers International Circus. Also at SRNews.com, still trying to get the upper hand on wildfires in the state of California. Cal Fire spokesman Bryce Bennett says slightly cooler temperatures did help crews as they were battling the Rocky Fire yesterday.
Temperatures have given us a little bit of reprieve, as well as the humidities have come up a little bit, but we're still within a window where we're seeing some very extreme fire behavior. So, yes, we're seeing a little bit less fire behavior than we did on the weekend, not as extreme, but still, it is a very dangerous situation.
That Rocky Mountain fire, one of just about 20 fires burning right now in Bone Dry, California. Stocks mostly higher in early trading as investors focus on the latest earnings and deal news. Investors looking ahead to a U.S. jobs report later this week that could cement expectations for a Fed interest rate hike. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
The Navy is searching for ways to squeeze a little more life out of its fleet of attack submarines, as Rich Thomas had explained.
And it's finding that the right paint job can make a big difference. New painting process helps to keep marine life from fouling the hulls. It's among dozens of innovations aimed at reducing the maintenance needs for attack submarines, which are dropping out of service faster than they can be replaced. The changes were developed by private and government shipyards in response to a request from the Navy, which wants to increase the long longevity of each submarine.
That is SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The big three U.S. airlines have all now banned the shipment of hunting trophies on their planes. It's not clear how many, if any, they've been carrying anyway in recent years. Delta did announce yesterday it would no longer accept lion, leopard, elephant, rhino, and buffalo trophies, the so-called Big Five, for African game hunters. American and United soon followed suit. This is SRN News. An autistic Special Olympics athlete was found sleeping on a lawn 5 miles away from the Los Angeles International Airport yesterday, where he vanished yesterday morning. Los Angeles Police Commander Dennis Cato says investigators are trying to figure out why the 15-year-old Shion Ismael separated from his group.
Why he ran, we don't know. Is he scared? Did he see something that caused him to be concerned? So that is part of our investigation, is to determine why it was that people described him as running.
The 15-year-old from the Ivory Coast was tired but healthy and in good spirits when he was finally reunited with a member of the delegation who stayed behind after he went missing. Two mothers say in a federal lawsuit that a school resource officer placed their disabled children in handcuffs because they were acting out, causing physical and emotional distress. The 8-year-old and 9-year-old are identified only by their initials in the lawsuit. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and about 8:05 in the morning here on the 4th of August. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob has the weather for us today, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And indeed we do. We're going to have some hazy skies thanks to all that smoke from the various and sundry wildfires. 94 for a high and calm winds. Smoke continues tonight, then mostly cloudy skies and a low around 66. And continued light winds. Tomorrow, more of the same. High will be around 95. And then it'll warm up a little bit for your Thursday. Right now in Reading, 70 degrees. The report is, as you said, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Speaking of heat and smoke in the air, Alliance Heating and Air. When's the last time you had your filters cleaned? Well, I tell you what, this may be a good time to do it. A lot of smoke, a lot of haze in the air. You want to make sure that air conditioner, that system is working well. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems at Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business here in town. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. You cannot beat Alliance Heating and Air. I use them. Bob uses them. People we know use them. Give them a call, 221-2642. I guarantee you, you're going to like the service that they give you. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. There.
By the way, if I may, people may be curious about the various airplanes that are flying around to fight these fires. There's a very good informational page from the Forest Service, if I can pass that on.
Sure.
www.fs.fed.us, and then follow the links to fire aviation airplanes. Quite the fleet we've got flying around here.
Well,
right
we
now.
Saw some of them flying. We were flying on Friday, heading toward the coast. As they were telling us, you can hear it over the. I love it when you're sitting there and you're sitting up in the co-pilot seat and you're looking around and saying, "Oh, you got a tanker up there. Oh, you got this," and you're looking around. And you can see these things out there.
You're
4 miles out, 5 miles, 15,000 feet, heading to Reading. Okay.
Yeah, the air attack was probably telling you to maintain a safe distance from the air show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the air show that was going on.
That's what they call them when they're doing a big firefight.
Absolutely. I understand that. And, wow, a lot of things going on. But one of the things that we've asked our guest, Eric Wittstrom. Good morning.
Morning, Carl.
President of the Northern Division of Five-Star Bank. You know what? This, a business-oriented bank.
Yes.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to go in there and see lines of people waiting to cash checks or whatever they do.
Balance their checkbook for
them. Balance their checkbooks for them. No, this is, even though that you all will do that,
yes, we will.
As you have for me several times, you go in and
say
just
a word.
Rescued me.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say a word.
I walk in and they go, Carl, what can we do to help you? How do they know I need help? How do I, just because every time I come
in
here.
You got that look on your face.
I have
face.
That look on my face. I come running in here with my deposit, and I just kind of throw it at Bernie. And she's, she gives me, she says, here, you want a receipt? And I go, no, it's in there. And then Diane beats me up because I don't have a receipt. She says, look, there's a paper trail on this stuff. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, girls. Okay. But Five Star Bank is a business bank.
Yes.
And have helped a lot of people in small businesses.
We've been like fortunate enough to help people. And
Yeah. You make some bets on people, don't you?
Well, yes.
I mean,
yes,
that's,
we do.
That's, what
that's
it is.
Really what it is. It's believing in the, believing in dreams, believing in the plan, and helping support people build, start and build businesses.
Yeah. And you think about it, and on and that's exactly it. You look at the people, you look at their business plan, but you really look at the people.
Yes, at the end of the day, the credibility of the people is the most important. There's what in banking, the early training, they talked about the five C's of credit, and one is character. Character is the most important.
I think that's true. I think that a person with a good business plan and but yet doesn't have the integrity and the character, the tenacity. See, for me, one of the leadership traits that I've always so much valued is tenacity. Because you may not be as smart as the next guy. You know, you may not have as many guns or as many, as much money or that. But if you've got tenacity, then you can make it work. You just keep
willingness and
a
desire
away.
to break through barriers and reach the end.
Kick doors. Put your forehead on the chest of your opponent, who's a lot bigger, and you just start punching. And if you have to, you bite them and you punch, so you can't get they can't push you away. You're chewing on them and you're punching them at the same time. Tenacity, and that does in business. Of course, I'm talking metaphorically. Of course,
yes.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
What's business looking like here? I mean, every time, it's been a couple months since you've been on.
Yeah.
And,
here we are, we're reaching towards the end of summer.
Yeah.
And, we're seeing some positive movements in the business, in the economy, in our little town, in our little area here. And we're seeing some new starts. We're seeing new houses being built and sold.
Jeb Allen is putting out a bunch of stuff.
Jeb Allen is, yeah.
Jeb Allen is pushing up a lot of stuff. Jeb wants to come on the show, but I tell you what, you talk about a man that's busier than all of us.
Yes.
I mean, I thought I was busy, and I thought, a lot of people are busy, but this man is, okay, wait a minute, I'm on the plane.
if you can get him to sit here for an hour, you're doing better than anybody.
If I can get him to sit here for an hour, then, and let him talk about this economy and what he's doing in this town.
And really, people like Jeb have their pulse on they're right on the front line and know what's going on, know why people are buying homes, and what they're buying and how they're able to do it. At the front end of this.
Because you just don't go out and build, how many is he building this, 250 or something like this?
Yeah.
You don't go out and build 250 houses.
Right.
Unless you're pretty
sure. Because.
Yeah. You can't build 250 houses on spec.
Right.
I can build one or two, maybe four.
Yep.
Lots of houses you don't build on spec.
And we're seeing, along with them, we're seeing, having conversations with landowners that have held residential land and are now considering developing land, which hasn't happened really since, almost a decade.
We're reaching that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close. And so we're seeing, Shasta EDC, Mark LaSalle and his group are opening up their incubator. They've got have developed and built out some space, and you'll have to have Mark on to kind of explain it to you. They're moving this month, and they'll be opening at the end of the month to their new incubator out off of Caterpillar Road for new business startups, where it kind of brings, the startups can come in, they can have space, they can have technology. It has the fastest fiber, fastest technology in Reading. And
do they get free?
They can get it for free or at a discount. They need to talk to Mark about that. There's a whole process from start to finish, but is a lot less expensive than.
Is that any kind of business?
You need to go talk to Mark.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to have Mark on because let's take a break here because I want to talk about Stillwater and Mark here for a second. But I want to remind everybody that every Sunday in August you can go to View 202. And listen to Linda and her jazz ensemble.
Yes.
And it is absolutely, yes, I'm married to Linda, but I'm just going by what everybody else says. It's absolutely fabulous. She and her Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin are just outstanding. They're a new sound. They're during brunch, and she sings from 11 to 1. The brunch goes from 11 to 2. A special menu by the new chef out there, Dustin Heiser. Give him a chance. If it's been like a period of time since you've been to View 202, go on back for this brunch. You're going to find the service is just outstanding. The food's outstanding. The prices are very reasonable. And the best part, you get to listen to Linda. Give him a call at 226-8439. Bob, you were just there last last week.
And, absolutely loved it.
And, you know, and I, the only reason I'm asking, you know, I'm saying that is because Bob did. You know, he volunteers, and Bob doesn't volunteer a lot of things, and especially if he doesn't like something. He, you know, he said, "No, this is really good." What did you have? You remember? I had the braised short ribs last Sunday, and I tell you what, they are some of the best I've ever had.
I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something I had. It was like a scramble, uh-huh. and with the fried with the potatoes and all. It was one of their scramble things. But
like
it was
a hash, like their.
It was the hash. It was the hash. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. That was View 202. Give them a call 226-8439. Eric Whitstone, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We're going to talk more business. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans. The nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner. And the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Linda Scott, on Scott.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 19 after 8 here on the 4th of August. 70 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Want to go to a great little place for lunch or breakfast? How about heading down to Classy Cafe and go down and see Millie and Kathy? Two just wonderful ladies down there that have a mini military museum on the wall. All these photos of everybody that served from World War II up to and including today. Down there, 2427 Athens, Classy Cafe, great food, and when you walk in, you get a hug. Millie and Kathy will give you a hug. It's like coming home. 2427 Athens Avenue, Classic Cafe, right down the street from Cypress Square Barbershop. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. All right. Eric Wichtum is our guest today, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. How many banks in the Five Star? I mean,
we've got six offices. We have Redding, Chico, and then four down the Sacramento area, Elk Grove, Rancho Cordova, Rockland, and Natomas.
Growing all the time. Huh?
Growing all the time.
Okay.
And we're renting money.
Renting money.
We have a safe place for you to keep it, and we're renting it to those that have a good use. Yeah, unlike the Greeks.
Unlike the Greeks who are just holding it. Hey, Stillwater.
Yes.
I've heard, and we just talked about Mark LaSalle and, you know, the incubator they're going. I want to get Mark on again talking about that because it's, you know, but Stillwater. I heard.
Heard through the grapevine?
Well, I heard it from a good source is that there's something going on there. There could be a sale going on there.
Well, you know, Stillwater, I think the grand opening was in 2010, April 2010. I've got a coffee cup that says that on the side. And, that's a long-term project that's, you know, it has specific use. It has, it came online at long-term planning. It came online at a very difficult economic time.
Yeah.
And I think that there's been a lot of effort to try and define what that should be and how to go about, you know, getting the right tenant for that. I think, you know, the first tenant's going to help define what that ends up being. So
Interesting to see who the first guy is or first company is, huh? Because, you know, that's a good point. It could define what it is.
Right. I mean,
if you had some kind of technology firm or you could have I heard somebody say a paper firm. Because we used to have paper mills here.
Well, you know,
I don't know if you get a paper mill.
There has been a lot of, you know, different interests from regional, national, and international companies, and I think we're at a point we're seeing, at least in the United States, we're not seeing it worldwide, but we're seeing it in the United States where companies are retrenching and are now beginning to expand again, and so I think there's a good opportunity.
Okay, when we say expanding again, what kind of? I just saw where the industry stocks the energy stocks in Wall Street are just getting hammered. Part of it is the cost. There's a glut of oil on the market, but I think other things too are the EPA regulations. Do you think that's got something to do with it? And the fact that coal-fired plants, like we just divesting ourselves of a coal-fired plant in New Mexico,
right?
It's costing us $26 million.
Right.
I mean, we're still on the hook for that. Even if we sell the transmission lines, even if we do the other stuff, we get $8 million back. It goes back to REU into, you know, it's ratepayer money,
right?
But we're still on the hook for that, because of the laws that the state of California have passed and the cost to clean these up that the EPA has done over in New Mexico.
So what was the original question?
The original question is that with the cost of energy, now the cost of energy is going up because the president has just said
he
wants 32% of all
reduction
in all carbon emissions by 2030.
That's a change, a continual change in how we produce energy in the United States and use energy. I think, you know, over the last my working lifetime, we've had meaningful change in the production of energy and the consumption of energy. I think it's and we continue to do that. It's politically driven. It'll have, you know, significant economic impact to certain regions of the country, probably the whole country.
We said we've seen by the rules here that the laws passed is that by 2018, 15% of all cars sold in California have to be non-emission cars, either electric, hybrid.
That's not very far
hydrogen,
away.
No, that's the 3 years. Or I think they have to be horse-drawn.
Horse-drawn,
yeah. Or you can wind them up,
can we get
rickshaw?
Rickshaw
there. But this is a law. So that 15% of the cars sold in 2018 – you have to be electric cars. How do you force people to do that? Or can you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But that's what I mean
not in our market.
Right.
But if you drive down into Sacramento or Southern California or the Bay Area, you're seeing more and more electric cars, primarily the Teslas. And you see them, you know, more frequently, and they're you know, it's becoming adopted and accepted. They're expensive still. But I think as, you know, with the commitment of capital, private capital into the development of battery storage and, you know, that we're going to see a continued growth of that. Now, how do you force people? You can't force people to buy something.
That's it.
But if you know, and I haven't looked at the this law that you're referring to, but you know, if will end up happening if there is a law on that needs to be enforced, is there'll be, you know, incentives to comply and penalties for not complying.
Well, they passed it like about 3 years ago. So, you know, and probably 3 years ago, everybody goes, oh, okay, you know, it's not right down the street here. But now it's getting to be toward the street, you know, and getting close. And I was just concerned about that because you're right. I guess you could, when you get up here to the Northern California area, I mean, you drive a truck.
Yes, I do.
A large truck.
Yes, I do.
With diesel and stuff in it.
That's gasoline.
Gasoline. And but you go out in the country. And you haul things, and you do things out there, and you're out there for several days at a time. The problem then with that is if you're just electric, that where are you going to plug in at? So you've got to, you know, we've up here in the northern region, I think.
I think I'll be one of those
85%
that still drives, you know, combustion engines.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we can still do that. But I'm just, you know, but then what's the next, you know, what's the next regulation like this? Are we pushing people into a rapid transit, too? You know, that when you're in the cities, not up here, but when you go in the cities, pushing them really into using a mass transit system.
Mm-hmm. You know, I spent 20 years in Southern California. And slugged it out on the freeways down there. And personally, if there had been a better developed mass transit system,
you would have used it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I used it in D.C. all the time.
Yep.
On there
because
they have a good
metro
one. The metro is really good.
It's fantastic.
We would take a bus
to get you where you need to go in that city.
Yeah, take a bus to where to the main area to be at the Pentagon because I was living in Alexandria. They take us down to the main station there, or one of the main drop-offs. Mm-hmm. Go on there, and you could go across the river, and you could go to any place, and it didn't cost you that much, and you didn't have to drive, and it works. So a mass transit system that works, but I don't know if, and I think probably parts of Los Angeles has it, and parts of San Francisco has it. But
and you know, Southern California is developing more and more each year, and each you know as money becomes available. What's interesting is in the, you know in the early part of the 1900s, Southern California had the second largest mass transit system with the Pacific Red Cars, you know, in the world.
Wow.
And then torn out and made into freeways.
Made into freeways. Well, that's the other thing too is that you know we're looking at these. You know we're looking at the high occupancy vehicle lanes, HOV or carpool lanes. And back on the East Coast, you know, out here, if you've got two people in a car, that's considered you know high occupancy. On the East Coast and in the D.C. area, you've got to have four people in a car to use these lanes at various times during the day.
Yep.
But
it provides an advantage.
And they set up areas where you can drive into and pick up people that, you know, and they stand behind signs that say Pentagon or, you know, House Representative or whatever, you know, they've got addresses. And people come in, pick them up so they can drive on the HOV lanes. And they're called slugs. It's interesting. The government said, hey, we need to get in here. No, don't touch this.
Yeah, just let it work.
Just let it work. And they have.
It's kind of some of the debate, you know, about Uber and some of the other stuff that we don't really have. Hasn't been, you know, mass acceptance up here because we don't need it.
Uber.
Yeah.
That's just, what is Uber?
Well, it's like private taxi.
That's what I thought. Like, I mean, you sign up for Uber.
It's not a taxi. I would register, qualify myself to be a driver.
Right.
And then when I want to drive, you know, when I want to drive, go on the computer, tell them that I'm on and where I'm located, and if someone needs a ride near me, they, you know, it contacts me, and we negotiate a fee, and I go drive somebody.
It's all done through a smartphone application, so it's all tracked, and you actually pay Uber, who then in turn pays the driver.
Correct. Correct. And it's, you know, it's, it has mass acceptance in the metropolitan areas.
I know. In the big places.
And it works.
It's driving the unions nuts.
Oh, well, it's driving the taxi unions and the.
Well, yeah. It should. I mean, now you've got people that are out there driving and maybe going around and picking up, making all this money and they're not paying taxes on it, are they?
No, yes,
it's
they
all
are.
Tracked.
Are they? Yeah.
It's all tracked.
Okay.
It's all tracked.
Yep. It's reported, so you can decide if you want to pay or not.
Do you need to have a business license?
Yeah, you need to be registered and licensed and insured, and there's separate requirements that Uber qualifies their drivers. Yes.
And each municipality is enacting. It's a very confusing situation right now. It has potential to be a game changer, but basically, you know, if you don't have an economical car and your car is not, so you have to certify that your car passes certain safety features, and each transaction goes through the system, so there is a record to reduce the possibilities of fraud, theft, and that sort of thing. And it's possible, yeah, but it does have some interesting abilities, too.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, we're here with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We're talking business. When we come back, we're going to talk about what he sees, you know, specific businesses here in town that he thinks there might be coming in or that might be branching out a little bit.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 here on the 4th of August.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Bridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 4th of August. 27 minutes to 9 o'clock here on KCNR 1460. Linda's on her way back from the mountains today out past Mount Shasta.
She had a wonderful time up there.
I'm sure she did with all the girls.
Off the grid.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. There, man's last stronghold, a great place to get a haircut. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop. Off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. My guest is Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank, the president of the Northern Division up there. And he and I were talking about, you know, when we start talking about the, regulations, and you talked about CARB. And we looked it up, and I said by 2018, we had to have 15%. And what it is when you go, that's what the press release was, but you go back and read it, and this is what Eric did, it starts in 2018. So then by 2023. 2025 is when 15% has to be
That's
done.
What the, yeah.
The, okay. The other thing, too, when we talk about CARB is the cleaning up the air. And if you've got old trucks that, you know, that are, you know, beating up the air and all this, you know, I understand that. Who wants to see a truck driving down the road with, you know, with diesel coming out of it, you know, the smoke and all this? The question is at what point will the emissions get to the point where you have refitted your truck or you have a new truck? Now you're going to have to refit it again. There it is. I mean, you spent $35,000 on it the first time. 3 years later, you may have to spend another $35,000 on it or buy a $135,000 truck.
But I don't think that – I mean, I'm not an expert on this. Yeah, I don't think the rules have changed. I think the implementation continues to be deferred.
It does.
And so those that have previously retrofitted or turned over their fleet and bought new trucks – you know, I have already invested in
that's true.
Yeah,
and I got like
compliant truck, and it's those that haven't that are that it's going to impact.
And it'll eventually be caught. But I think the concern of a lot of them, and I'll bring on somebody that can talk about car better than you and I can. But is the concern is that in 3 years they'll come up with something else that means you have to retrofit a new truck that you just spent $135,000 on.
Yeah, that's always a risk. Yeah. It's always a risk that the new rules and changed rules will come in.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. And Eric, I have a question for you. I have a 274-acre property that has been subdivided into 42 lots, and we are county-approved with the tentative map. And I was just wondering, does your bank loan construction monies? We're looking at roughly $800,000 to get this thing completed. There's probably a gross sales of $6.5 million on the project. And I was just wondering. Now, in the old days, they used to call that unimproved property, and most banks wouldn't loan on it. So I would like to know what your position is on. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Thanks, Billy Bob.
Well, you know, as we spoke earlier, there is development going on. You know, and this is a good example of some of the conversation we have, we have in our lending on development land, not aggressively. It has to be well positioned, you know, and with a property that has, you know, a
shovel ready type stuff. Or?
What he's talking about with the tentative map is that, you know, the paperwork and the engineering's been completed. The subdivision map has been approved, I'm assuming, and they're accumulating, bids from contractors to begin getting it to shovel ready, where they'll put the, you know, utilities, streets, gutters, and improvements into it, so you have finished, completed lots that you can sell. And yes, you know, we were working with some developers in various areas of the, you know, the North State in, you know, analyzing that, and we'll provide a level of financing for it.
Okay, so the answer is, depending on how much you've done and your plan. Again, it
goes
back to your plan.
Your plan.
And what you've done before.
Right, right.
Okay. If you were looking at, what do you, because you're in the Rotary, you're in all, you know, I mean, you're in everything. and you talk, and of course, in businesses and the people you talk with, what's the biggest thing they're facing right now, the biggest problem they're facing, concern, concern they're facing right now?
It's a really good question.
I mean, because I've talked to two people that have got very viable businesses right now. They're trying to launch. And they've been fighting the permitting process like you cannot believe.
Yeah, certainly on the,
and,
you know, on the real estate development side,
you
know, fees in the process continues to be expensive and lengthy. And Billy Bob probably, if we had him on the phone, he could probably give us, you know, the story of how of getting to the tentative map phase, how long it took him, and how much time, and the going back and forth, and you know, and there's not a the feedback I'm getting is there's not a consistency of response when people go to the city or the county or whoever's reviewing and approving their plans, you know. It's a frustrating process.
It's capricious in the way they're doing things, because I agree with you is that one person could walk in there with almost the same kind of plan, and they kind of like they don't sail through, but at least they're getting answers. Then you get somebody else that it's been a year for a viable company that they're just trying to get some permits done and this, and then every time it's something new. I mean,
and then I hear it, you know, from a lot of different angles, but some of the frustration is these companies, they've spent a lot of time and effort and money developing their company and in a specific industry, and now they're looking now they're having to deal with the real estate, which isn't their expertise. They have to find a location, and so they're going through a process there and not familiar with it, and it's another frustrating process.
Somebody said on the other day on the show, after the show, says, you know what, if they paid the people in the permitting section and the engineering section, if they paid them bonuses for every business they brought on and brought into this town, you'd have a completely different mindset instead of paying them to like get nitpicky about things and hold things up.
Billy Bob called back to add that it was 3 years and $200,000 in his case
to get to this point.
And that's you know, without putting a shovel in the ground.
Without putting a shovel in the ground.
But you know, and that's not unusual. But you know, in the same respect too, people, you know, that the permitting process and the approval process, they have a set of rules and they apply them, and you know, it's kind of up to the leadership. And I think there seems to be a new effort. I haven't kept up with it month to month, but there seems to be a new effort on the council to look at this and try and streamline it. So let's hope that there's energy put to that.
Aren't we hiring a new guy now?
Well, no, they're looking for a new guy, person.
They just raised his
I think there was a movement to possibly raise the, you know, the
$11,000 not enough. $11,000 a month not enough around here. Get those good guys in here, or girls. I don't know. Is it? Cool. Of course, talking to bankers, you know, you guys have great titles but no money. That's what I've been told. Okay, that's an interesting thing. Is the other thing I was, you know, somebody said is they ought to treat it like a football team. Is that every day when they walk out of their room, they have to slap the sign that says, "Bring a business to Reading," you know, something like that. You know,
there's a lot of effort to do it, but you know, practically, if our fallback is to rely on our city, county, other agencies that attract. To attract business, you know, I think that's the wrong approach. They can be a catalyst for it. They can make it easier or not. But it's really up to, other businesses to take the initiative and be here.
Yeah.
You know, for private sector, the private sector is going to come up with a solution. It's not really. There's a component of local government that is responsible for economic development. You know, the Shasta EDC is kind of a quasi private public sector organization, the way it was originally chartered 40, 50 years ago. But practically, it's really up to the private sector businesses in town to step up and say, we're just going to make it happen or we're not going to make it happen.
Yeah, the Coming Jobs War, that book that was written, and we've all read about the what it takes in a town is not the politicians who
they can put up barriers or they can make it easier, but they don't, you know, that's not their role,
right.
And that's not their to bring in business.
A lot of people are not relying on the city, and this is a comment here. We just don't want them to be a headwind in it. And, yeah. and that's what we're looking at. That there's, and when you look at that book, The Coming Jobs Wars, and how important it is, it's the leadership and the growth and these expansion things doesn't come from politicians and it doesn't come from the staff. The staff works very well mm-hmm. within their little and their boundaries because that's how they got there, working inside those boundaries. We need the, you know, the entrepreneurs and the leaders need to work in conjunction with that to push it forward
right.
and to put them under right. that pressure that says, look, we can do this and this and this, but you have to do this.
Right. So, you know, I think you'd be surprised. We've heard drips and drabs of this in the paper. It's on the news. But we really do have a bubbling tech sector in Reading. And it's kind of interesting in Shasta County. And, you know, most of them are small businesses. You know, they start out as one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grown to 10 or 15 or 20. But there's many of them. You know, not just three or five. There's 15 or 20 that are growing, and they go from one space and they go to another space, or they collaborate, you know, electronically with engineers, you know, in the Silicon Valley or overseas, and help develop software packages and technology and, you know, solutions to problems. And it's kind of fun to.
Is there anybody that kind of has their finger on all that kind of stuff? Would that be Eric again, in the South?
Mark LaSalle. Yeah, Mark has knowledge of a lot of them, and some of them are just under the radar screen.
Was doing apps right up here above us.
Yes.
And had a great idea, and I think they sold that one for a lot of money. So.
Yes. So, you know, and people move up here for the lifestyle and to be under the radar screen. They don't want to hash it out in the Silicon Valley anymore. So it's kind of interesting to see.
I do know there's a lot of international businesses around here. I mean, as simple as something to do with medical, with medical testing, and they were doing it in their garage for a long time, and they had a better way of measuring things.
Interesting. I don't know if you've had Leah Gouldhaus on. She's works, you know, for the collaboratively with the. Community college system on economic development. She pulled together a survey of export businesses. There's $330 million of exports annually out of the North State.
Out of the North State. Okay. And that's you know what? I think I've read about her, but we do need to bring her on. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we've got to take a break here. It's about 14 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 4th of August. 73 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Thank you for the weather report, Shasta Gas Propane. And we'll be right back.
Are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda will be back tomorrow. She's up in the mountains today. It's 10 minutes till 9 today at our last segment. 73 degrees, going up to 94 today. Small town girl. Watch out for the smoke. You get up in Hayfork, they're wearing masks up there. There's a lot of smoke up
there. There's
in
a lot going on in Trinity County.
And the fires are jumping the roads. Please go on and check in. And Bob will give you the phone number or a website here in a second that tells you what you can check, you know, for fires. And that
the Cal
is
Fire number.
Just
I'll
Cal
pull
fire.
That up in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, this Thursday, August the 6th. We're celebrating my birthday.
Carl's
at
birthday.
Elements Lounge at Wind River. Linda singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds from 7 to 9. And we are going to have a good time down there, as we do every time Linda sings.
Is she
going
to sing you happy birthday?
She may. Who knows? She may. I may get lucky and everybody sings it. Okay.
I don't even.
She's going to be singing from 7 to 9. No, only if you don't sing, then I'll be okay.
Yes.
From 7 to 9. But dinner starts. You can start eating dinner at 6 p.m. Steak and Lobster. It's Romance on the River. That's right. Romance on the River at Elements Lounge at the Wind River Casino Resort. Non-smoking areas in there. 70% of Wind River is non-smoking, by the way. But give them a call, 243-3377, Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Make reservations. Join us for just a great night of dancing and whooping it up. Have a good time. Our guest, Eric Wichtrom of Five Star Bank, the president of the Northern Division. Which means there's a southern division. And is there an eastern division and a western?
No.
Okay, just north-south.
Got the northern flank here.
Northern flank. You got the northern flank.
Yep.
I'm hearing things from people. They're saying that they're doubling down on energy emissions standards, including the carbon credit scheme, which means, and of course, we'll go out and check this. And I'll get a carb guy on. You know, somebody that does this for a living. That says is that, well, this the scary
tell us what
part,
it means.
Yeah, the scary part is if you bought a new truck and then, you know, 3 years from now, or you had them refitted, and 3 years from now that, you're going to have to refit them again. Then we start getting into problems. Now I've got to, now is there, I just wonder, are there 18-wheelers out there, or are there multi-axle trucks that are running hybrids now, or can they?
That's a good question.
I don't know. That's the next question that you have to look at.
The Formula One racers are racing electric cars.
Well, this Tesla goes, yeah. I mean, they put a $100 bill on the dashboard, I understand, in some of their models, and they say, if you can catch that, and before you reach a certain speed, and so when they hit it, it just drives you back into the seat.
Those cars are
fantastic.
Fast.
And they're only $100,000 if you have little things on them.
You could buy many of them. You could buy a fleet, Carl.
Buy a fleet right here, and we'll have a fleet of Teslas at KCNR 1460. What are we looking? We talked about the amount of. Tech firms that are here, they're kind of under the radar.
Right.
A lot of other businesses that we have right here in the Redding area.
Busy as can be.
We've got a tire company here that makes the tires for the bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
The Chinese have tried to get him to open a plant.
Overseas. Mm-hmm. He's up off a Caterpillar.
Yeah, and you know, and his whole, you know, his answer to that is, No, thank you. Because as soon as he does, he knows what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. So he sends all these tires over to the Chinese, who then put them on bicycles that
send
ship them back.
Yeah. How does that work?
Well, I mean,
how come that makes sense?
Well, how does that make sense? What about the idea of so many of our companies have gone overseas?
Well, you know, for most of my adult life, we've provided incentive to do that. We, you know, with some of the, you think about, 25, 30 years ago with NAFTA and maquiladora plants, and, over the border into Mexico and helping stimulate, the economy in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, our government policies have provided a lot of incentive to do that.
High taxation.
Yeah. The tax code, the business tax code, it's provided incentive for customers for businesses to do that. So, to change that, to bring them back, we need somebody with, some political fortitude to make change.
What about the new Trans-Pacific Pact that Mr. Obama is pushing out there? Is that going to have the same kind of effect that NAFTA did and start pushing even more stuff overseas?
Well, and I don't know the specifics of it, so I can't really comment on it.
I don't know if anybody does. I think it's secret.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just when LaMalfa comes on, he says, I have to go down into a room.
into the pit
and read it. I can't take notes. I can't do anything. I just read it. And nobody
can try to memorize it.
Yeah, I'm trying to memorize what this point
and then
of
vote
this,
on those 2,500 pages.
Yeah, this 2,500 pages. Well, we need to pass it to see what's in it. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
But if it's a type of pact or this that he's doing that can, again, drive things overseas again. Oh no, it's going to open up our exports. I would really hope that we have a chance to look at this whole package.
Yeah, I think that what politically would be beneficial to the United States is to start looking, we've had a trend of providing incentive for the rest of the world, and we're the power. So that's one of the things that we should be doing. We have the strongest economy, a democracy. We have the strongest, country. So to try and help stimulate the rest of the world. But we need to also then, begin looking back inward, not completely ignore the rest of the world, but look inward at how we can, rebuild industry, rebuild, our workforce. We've had think about the last 30 years, how the workforce in the United States has changed. It's left a lot of people
behind.
And now, are we going to ever turn that back? No. But we can make change to start bringing, more people along. And I think, it starts at the top. It starts with a leader, and it starts with political fortitude at Congress, the state, and federal level to be able to make meaningful change.
What do you think about the idea of raising the minimum wage to $15? What kind of impact do you think that's going to have?
Well, I think that I thought a lot about that, really. And minimum wage has not kept up with inflation.
No.
But in the same respect, minimum wage is a minimum wage. It's never, in my opinion, should be meant to be a living wage. Minimum wage should be what you start off with and that your goal is to improve whatever your occupation so that you can make a living wage. But a minimum wage is a minimum wage. If minimum wage was a living wage, we'd have such an imbalance economically, it would just be devastating.
Yeah. And there'd be no more summer jobs.
There'd be no more summer jobs. There'd be no motivation for people to improve.
I like that. And that's, that's what Bruce Dean says. And I'm going to try and get Bruce on here as soon as I can. But that's what he says. He's in charge of the Restaurant Association, as we know, of California. Yeah. It gives no incentive then.
I mean, if I can be the entry-level dishwasher and that's a sufficient job, a sufficient income for me to pay for my family, I don't. A lot of people won't have the motivation to improve, and I think that it's going to stagnate our economy. Now, in certain regions, is 15 where it should be? Probably, in New York or San Francisco.
Yeah.
But it's, in my opinion, it's a regional issue. It's not a state issue or federal issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a regional issue.
That makes sense. In some places, $15 is not.
$15 an hour at full-time FTE, 2,080 hours is $31,000 a year. In Shasta County, two people working full-time at minimum, at $15 an hour can afford a house.
Cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
You know, in downtown San Francisco, you can't. So it's it's a regional thing, practically. But it's not a practical comment. It's a political comment right now.
Okay, we have to get going here now. Bob, you've got the do you have a
225-2510. Nothing going in Shasta County at the moment, but that's the number you would call.
Okay, 225-2510 for Cal Fires and all this.
Okay.
Eric Wichtum, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank. Thank you so much, cuz I didn't get to ask you the question is I'm an entrepreneur. I've got this idea.
I thought it was going to be about the Cecil the Lion.
So, when's the last time you went out to Africa? You know. Oh, okay.
Anyways,
I don't think you have. Linda would kill me, by the way, if I ever said I'm going lion hunting or elephant hunting. And frankly, that isn't anyway. About being an entrepreneur and how to start a business. Next time.
Next time.
Remember, it's the good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New Hampshire authorities have launched an investigation of last night's deadly circus tent collapse.
Unfortunately, there was a father and daughter that perished in this incident.
State Fire Marshal William Degnan says it happened as a severe storm swept in, bringing 60-mile-per-hour winds along with heavy rain and hail.
When you look at it from the standpoint of a child and the child's father that lost their life, his family that is being disrupted forever.
The tent collapse sent 32 people to hospitals. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued by the National Weather Service about 20 minutes before the accident. The biggest of the 21 California wildfires, raging about 100 miles north of San Francisco. The blaze has charred 97 square miles. A couple dozen homes destroyed. 13,000 people told to evacuate. Thousands of firefighters are battling that wildfire. Also at SRNnews.com, San